precious name. Lord, vessels of mercy just coming boldly. And oh, how you are bestowing all the riches of your glory upon us. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Lord, it all comes from the word of your grace that builds us up and gives us an inheritance among all them that are sanctified. Thank you, Lord, as Brother Paul said, oh, that crown that's laid up for me, but not unto me only, unto all them also that love your appearing. And Lord, thank you for that grace. Thank you for that message of your glory. We love your appearing. Oh, we want to see you. We want to look upon your face, dear Jesus. And thank you, God, here we are today, these vessels of mercy, many trials, many tests, temptations, all there. But with it, you've said, I've already made the way of escape. And Lord, we do believe you this morning. Thank you again for that faith you have given us. And Lord, just increase it. Let your word go forth, Lord, with an abundance of the power of the Holy Ghost. And Jesus, your anointing to continue just to pour forth upon us. We need you. Help us to magnify you. And thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. And we'll head on over to Luke chapter 2 this morning. And we find there the moment of Christ's birth. Things are prepared, praise God, there at the manger in Bethlehem. And thanks be to God, the Lord had drawn these ones and had them abiding in a certain country, in a place, in a region, praise God. They were shepherds. Yep, they were shepherds. See, the wise men didn't get there till a couple, 3 years later. When you see that with the wise men and the shepherds all together there, that didn't happen. It looks nice, but that didn't happen. But that night, praise God, was Mary, Joseph, Jesus, a bunch of animals, and some shepherds. Praise the Lord. Let's begin reading from verse 8. Here's what happened to these shepherds. And there were in the same country, notice that, the same country, shepherds abiding in the field. Look at what they were doing, keeping watch over their flock by night, nighttime. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone about them. And they were sore afraid. And the angel of the Lord said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings. And that word tidings means gospel. I bring you good gospel of great joy, a gospel of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe. You'll find Jesus wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude in heaven, a heavenly host, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, let us now go, even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass. And notice this, which the Lord hath made known unto us. How personal. He made that known unto them, circled them out. And they came with haste. They didn't mess around. And they found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning the child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told by them, by the shepherds. But Mary kept all things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. Praise the Lord. So many things in Scripture and so many encouragements in this passage today. But one of the greatest encouragements, sweetest encouragements to our hearts are these shepherds, these ones abiding in the same country, the same country. They're in the same region. They were in the same place of what? The Lord's appearing. That's where they were. That's where they had to be. And brothers and sisters, we too are in the same country and the same place of the Lord soon appearing. Do you know that? Oh, yes, I pray you do. You know where that place is to see the Lord's next appearing. And that place is in the gospel that we preach. It's in Paul's gospel. Paul's gospel is that country. Paul's gospel is that only place. Paul's gospel, praise the Lord, is the gospel of great joy, because Paul's gospel will bring you to that next appearing of Jesus Christ, but not Jesus Christ the babe. This next one is Jesus Christ the bridegroom. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Now, brothers and sisters, that's what Paul's gospel does. It sets us in that place. It sets you in a place as you continue to hear this, if by any means. You talk about haste and those shepherds. See, the word of God goes on in Philippians, and Paul states, he says, if by any means I might attain to that resurrection. I've heard this message. I understand the mystery, Paul is saying. I know that gospel of joy, that gospel of joy of the appearing of the Lord. And praise be to God, I'm going with haste. I'm not going to be distracted. I'm moving. I believe in the things which I have heard, and there is going to be an appearing of that. And praise the Lord, that's what that word did in the life of the Apostle Paul. And that's why his life turned to, oh, if by any means I might attain to that resurrection. I want to be there when Jesus appears. I don't want to hear about it from somebody else. I don't want to see, well, maybe it's going to happen and we'll see what happens. Oh, no, I want to be there. Amen. And that's the heart that God gave to these shepherds. They went with haste. They wanted to see what they had been told. Now, brothers and sisters, Paul's gospel country, we stay there. We abide here. Oh, hallelujah. We're going to see his next appearing in the air. Amen. And that's truth. Now, brothers and sisters, we're there today. We are. And by grace, I see this metaphor to us. We're abiding with that flock. Oh, yes, we are. Here we are, little sheep. Matter of fact, not little sheep, a lot of big sheep out here. Thanks be to God. And we don't compare ourselves amongst ourselves, but we better be mature. We better be ready. Hallelujah. There's only one thing to be, and that's ready. But we're in this flock and we're abiding and we're in that country, praise God, of the appearing of the Lord. And let me remind you, brothers and sisters, it's a dark time. Oh, yes, it is. Ungodliness, it's abounding. I look at headlines just to kind of follow news a little bit. I can't listen to it anymore. I just read different news sources. I saw the first three headlines. If you were here 25, 30 years ago, you'd say that is just the most despicable, disgusting. There, you just say, I know that's not true, but how could anybody even write that? And yet we become a country that promotes that. That's truth. You better recognize what's going on. And then don't look at it. Look up. Your redemption draweth nigh. And we thank God in that. You get tangled up in it, you'll be sad. But you best be aware. Remember, we're wise as serpents and harmless as doves. Amen. Amen, we are. But brothers and sisters, even though it's a dark time, we're abiding. And soon, just like these shepherds, praise be to God, glory shall be revealed. And see, that glory, praise God, was revealed all around them, wasn't it? See, that glory was all around them and everything? Well, see, we've even got a better thing. In Romans 8:18, it says, you know what's happening, praise God, when we see Christ, we get to say right now, and you better be saying it right now in Romans 8:18, that I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. In us. In us. In us. Is it something just to think about, or is it something that you know? Is it something that's your joy and your crown and your rejoicing? Praise the Lord. I thank God that it is. The Word of God says to those that understand this crown gospel, hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take it. We need to abide in first love. I don't want my love to grow cold. I don't want to just occupy believing that I understand I'm married. I want to grow more in love with my husband. I want to grow more in love with my spouse. I want to grow more and more in love with Jesus. And I know that only His grace can do that. I know I'm going to have my moments and my times, and He's going to abide faithful. But I need to be a broken heart before Him. I need to be praising Him for His mercy 24/7. I need to quit being so thoughtful about myself, about my feelings, about what I think, and begin to really enter into the joy of the mercy of the Lord. We'll come to these places time and time again, brothers and sisters. I assure you, we all experience them. I don't want to be like that Shulamite in the Song of Solomon. Yeah, we preach a lot of word here. I can't help it. It's just the way it's going to be because of the grace of God. But she was that wife. She was his wife. And he came to the door to get her. And she got up, but then she sat back down. And there was myrrh on her hands, suffering. And she got a little bit distracted about a wound, maybe, or a happening. And you know what happened? She finally got to the door, but he was gone. I don't want that to be me. I don't want that to be you. I know we need to be quickened in heart. And I appreciate, as the Lord started off this precious service, to love one another as I have loved you. Oh, amen. Now, brothers and sisters, the word abiding here of these shepherds, as we go back to our text, it means to keep watch. It's to look and to expect. Just like that wife, praise the Lord, that goes to bed with her clothes on. She's expecting her bridegroom. It's not going to happen tomorrow night. It's happening tonight. And then if it didn't happen tonight, then it's going to happen tomorrow night. So each day, praise God, it's almost, as Brother Hill used to say, it's almost just as good as if he came. Because by his grace, I was expecting him today. The joy isn't just when I get there. The joy has got to be now. So that is abiding and looking and expecting. And I thank God that's what we do have in this place because of the grace and glory of the Lord. We believe in the coming of the Lord. We were set off, praise the Lord, in the first prayer. He's coming. And we want to see his face. It's alive. It's more real than anything to us. Hallelujah. He's coming again. He's about ready to appear. And we love his appearing. And what happens always when you're in the same country, the same state of the abiding with the flock and loving his appearing, you know what happens? Glory happens. Glory happens. That's what happens. It does. Glory shone round about them. And as I sat just absorbing him, as the songs were going and the singing and the praise, to look up and to look around and the glory that shone all around us. That's what this gospel is. It's the gospel of the glory. And we change from glory to glory, even into the very image of him. Do you believe the word of God? Do you believe the word of God? Be happy that you do. You don't have time to think about it. You've got only time to believe it. But see, brothers and sisters, that meaning of abiding not only is watching and readying and expecting, but it means, look at this, specifically at night. At night. Just as those shepherds, see, they weren't asleep at night, but they were watching. They were watching over their flock. Praise God. See, the Lord touched my heart so many years ago about loving his appearing. How, as a Christian, could you not love the appearing of the Lord? And I mean that, any Christian, you'd ask. Do you want to see Jesus? Yes. Heck yeah, I do. You know that that's on a heart. But loving his appearing, that first love, we understand that. That church of Ephesus, they had this message preached to them. That's, we're in Ephesians. They had that depth preached. But it says that their love waxed cold. That it says very specifically in Revelation, that church, all of those wonderful compliments, all of that faith, all of those wonderful things that God had done in that meeting and all of those things, the Lord says, I have one thing against you. You left your first love. You left it. And brothers and sisters, that's this abiding. And that's this love and that's this encouragement that we have. We want to be watching and waiting for his appearing. And the way that that first love was working in those shepherds was they were abiding with the flock. The Lord encouraged my heart that first love, that loving his appearing, he's appearing right now. And his appearing right now is here. Oh, we don't look what we shall be. And it's not even a dust up, brothers and sisters. It's going to be a glorified body like unto his own. But this is where it is. This is where, praise God, when you love his appearing, you want to be around those that have his appearing. Those that Christ in me is the hope of glory appearing. The appearing, praise the Lord, of those that are of like precious faith. Isn't that interesting how the Word of God says that? I love you. I mean, most of us don't know one another in our personal lives, and that's just okay. The Lord allows us to know things whether we like them or not. God help us to understand it's the new man that's inside. And the faith is what I'm in love with, the like precious faith. And I thank the Lord, we're not just in love by the grace of God. We're betrothed and married by the grace of God to the same husband. Amen. And praise God, it is one. And he's the one head, and we're the one body. Amen. And so I'll tell you, as he hit my heart, son, you best love that head just like the body, and love the body just like the head. And that's why he said, love one another as I have loved you. If we want this, we're going to go after it. But you understand, the only thing that we could really fall in love with one another is Christ. Amen. It's the truth. Amen. It's the truth. Amen. And I'm thankful to God. I can even give you a little marriage counseling right now. Bring that in your home. You'll need it. And then the Lord can really amazingly pour love forth in your household. Your love has a limit. God's love is unlimited. Your love will end. His never does. So they abided at night. So we got to go over there because you know we got to get over to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Thank you, Jesus. Now, I want you to think about these shepherds. They're in the region. They're in the place. They know the message. It's at night. But they're awake, and they're alive, and they're alert, and they're ready. And they're listening. And not only are they listening, they're hearkening. And by the grace of God, they're not just listening and sitting. They're listening and moving. And it's not a hesitation. It's now go. It's a now go. Amen. And here's what it says of us at this time, that we're abiding with the flock at night, waiting for the appearing of the Lord. And it says right there, reading from verse 1 of chapter 5 of 1 Thessalonians, but of the times and the seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you. That means you know Jesus is coming. It's the season. They had a star that shone bright and all. Praise God. The Lord said, when you see these things come to pass, you better look up. But more importantly, praise God, we know whom we believed, and we're persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. And we know the story of the bridegroom, and we know that he's gone to prepare a place for us. And we know he's coming again. And I thank the Lord that love is about ready to burst forth. So it says here, but at the times and the seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you, for you yourselves perfectly know. You know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. It's going to come unexpected. It's going to come unexpected. For when they say shall say peace and safety. Oh my. Think of all the things. Now there's all this stuff going on that there's lots of fear and all these things. But you can see as man advances something, oh, you're never going to get sick again. I don't need to tell you anymore. You know what I'm talking about. Trust your great physician. That's all I can tell you. No matter which way you go, trust the great physician. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, as travail upon a woman, and they shall not escape. But ye brethren, so this is to the brethren, this isn't to the world. We're not in darkness. Ye brethren are not in darkness, that that day should overtake you as a thief. Ye are all the children of the light. It's there for all of us and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of the darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep. Amen. So there's a tendency. There's a warning here. Don't sleep. Don't sleep through this. See, that rib portion of Adam's wife that came out of him, Eve, he was asleep. And that little itty-bitty rib came out. You know what came out of that rib? A wife. And he wasn't awake when it came out. The body of Adam, the body of Christ, is asleep today. The majority of Christians do not heed or hearken or hear this message. They don't. I thank God we do. That's just grace. But it's there for all. Praise God. So he tells us, but ye brethren are not in darkness, in verse 4, that that day should overtake you as a thief. Ye are all the children of the light, the children of the day. We are not of the night. We're not of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others. And let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night. And they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us, and Paul put himself there, let us who are of the day, praise God, be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love. Isn't that glorious? You need them both. You need them both. I was thanking God how I've had teachers throughout my life that taught me the depths of this truth. But I'm going to tell you, I'm so thankful for the fathers. And there weren't many of them. Like, very few. I had ones that taught me that knew this truth, that had faith in the truth, but they had no love. I don't want to be there. I know God used them for my life, and I want God to use me for your life, but I want it to be faith and love. I want a full anointing of the Lord in my life. I want a full anointing by the grace of God upon the people of the Lord. How could we not preach this with all joy and thanksgiving to God? Oh, Lord, quicken us. Quicken us. We, let us, in verse 8, who are of the day, be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation, the hope of this delivery. I'm not the hope of going to heaven. I'm the hope that, Lord, you're coming today. That's the hope of salvation. That's That's what lifts us out of here every single moment, no matter what's going on in our life, no matter what sickness, no matter what my kids are doing, no matter what's happening in my household, my marriage, my finances, it don't matter. What matters, praise God, I got a hope of the helmet of salvation. Jesus is coming for me. He's coming, he's coming, he's coming for me. Oh, and it takes everything away because there is nothing else. Oh, there is nothing else. Oh, the glory that mine eyes see. Oh, I thank him. Oh, I thank him. And here's the reason why. For God hath not appointed us to wrath. And yes, that word wrath means the tribulation. The tribulation's coming. He hasn't appointed us to go into that. No. That helmet of salvation, praise the Lord, the faith and love he's given us. We're expecting a rocket out of here any moment. Yes, yes. Oh, thank you, God. And that's it. Thank you, Lord. I'm going. I'm not from here. I'm an alien here. The Word of God tells me my citizenship ain't here. Oh, hallelujah. And as they sang, he's going to get ready to write upon me the new name. Oh, the new name. Oh, hallelujah. And I know that name. I know that name of my bridegroom, Jesus. Hallelujah. But see, he hasn't appointed us to wrath. We're not to go into that tribulation. There's no reason for us to, but to obtain salvation. I'm saved. How about you? So what salvation he's talking about there, you know it. That's that hope of salvation, that helmet of salvation. Praise God, that's saved from the tribulation. That's the out resurrection that Paul speaks of in Philippians 3. If by any means I'm in that one, there isn't anything else. Oh God. Brothers and sisters, when you hear glory, 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 like those angels cried, there's only one thing that results from it. You get a heart that begins to say, let us now go. If you're here today and you're wondering, man, what is wrong with these people? This is the now go. He's got me. I'm about ready to fall over. I'm going to get a body like unto his own. And don't you worry. Don't you worry. I'm going to have a body like unto his own. I'm to the point. I'm thankful he weakens us in the way. But we're in the now go. To see the thing which is. Did you notice that? The thing which is. Not that might be. Not I'm wondering. They received the word with faith. They believed it. There wasn't any doubt about it. Glory is going to appear. Glory is going to happen. It's done. It's finished. And it was spoken to us. Those are those shepherds. He spoke to us. Brothers and sisters, he spoke this to us. I'm so thankful if he spoke it to somebody else, but he spoke this to us. We're here in this field. We're here in this fellowship. We're here in this joy gospel, and it's a full joy gospel. And I'm thankful for each and every one of us. We're not waiting for something great tomorrow. We don't have any great plans. There's none. There's zero. The only thing we are expecting right now is the now go. That we're out of here and it's going to be soon. Oh, I thank God it is, and I'm happy for you too. I'm going to look at you and you're going to look at me, praise God, and I'm going to say, I'm happy for you. Oh, I'm happy for you. Oh, I'm happy for you. I'm happy for you right now. Oh, God, thank you. See, when you know his faithfulness and you're confident in him and believing his promise that he said, I will perform the good work which I've begun in you. Lord, let us receive that with such full assurance, never to doubt you again. But brothers and sisters, all that glory, all that joy, isn't that beautiful how they returned? It said glorying and praising God. And it was for all the things that they had heard and seen. Heard and seen. And it has to be in that order. It really does. See, brothers and sisters, you will never see what you don't hear. You'll never see what you don't hear. And if you don't hear the bridal message, you will never see Jesus, your bridegroom. That's why those shepherds, when they were going there, what were they expecting? A baby. Because that's what they heard. Amen. What are we hearing? What are you hearing, Join Air? What are you hearing? What are you hearing? I know what this flock hears. I know what our shepherd has told us. Praise be to God. So, brothers and sisters, by his grace, we have glorying and rejoicing. Yeah, we do, don't we? For what we hear and what we see. And yes, now we just go to see what is. And it's going to be soon. In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. I'm getting ready to have my husband look all over me. Face to face. Let's pray.
Second day. Come on.
Jesus.
We shall not all sleep, but we shall be changed in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet.
Glory to you, Jesus. Father, we do. We thank you in Jesus' name. And Lord, thank you again for the power of your word. Thank you for this gospel of joy. Lord, thank you again that we're vessels, Lord, that you have had great, great grace upon, that you've given us an ear to hear what the Spirit saith to the church. And Lord, thank you. We know we've been called to this church of Philadelphia, that church of brotherly love, the church of those horses that run and run only to win. Lord, thank you. You've given us the heart, God. Let it pant after you, Lord Jesus. Let it desire you the more and more all the time. Lord, let us just continue to receive the mercy from you, Lord. God, getting past the disappointments of us and understand that this is a perfect, oh, we are wonderfully and fearfully made for you. That, Lord, I come to you today just as I am. Broken, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, a soldier enduring hardness, Lord, and it doth not appear. It don't appear to us, even looking at ourselves, Lord God, what we shall be. But I love you, Jesus, because you said, but we know. Oh, I don't think. I know. When he shall appear, oh, when you shall appear, oh, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. In Jesus' name, even so, Lord, come. Praise God.